I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. According to a Fond du Lac County criminal complaint, the 16-year-old Sheboygan girl driving an SUV in a fatal rollover accident last Saturday was driving too fast and without a license. Madeline Blonigan is charged with one count of knowingly operating without a license causing death and two counts of knowingly operating a vehicle causing great bodily harm. The crash near W-1951 County Highway Triple H in the town of Calumet killed a 17-year-old girl and injured four other teens. The deceased victim was pinned underneath the vehicle, which failed to negotiate a curve. After going off the road, it struck a culvert and driveway, became airborne, collided with a utility pole, and rolled over. The utility pole was snapped off, starting a fire. Several of the victims recall the vehicle going too fast to make it around the curve. The deceased victim was sitting in the front passenger seat with the window down. One of the injured victims thought the deceased teen might have been ejected through a sunroof. Blonigan allegedly admitted to investigators smoking THC from a vape pen before the crash. During her initial court appearance Wednesday, bond was set at $5,000 cash. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for July 20th. The judge in the Green Lake County fatal UTV crash has recused himself. During a hearing for Megan Zimmerman on Tuesday, Judge Mark Slate removed himself from the case due to the possible appearance of a conflict of interest. Slate said he knew the sister of one of the victims and at one point lived with her husband, though he never met the victim herself. Time limits for a preliminary hearing were waived while a new judge is assigned to the case. The 26-year-old Marcus Ann woman is charged with two counts of homicide by the intoxicated use of a vehicle and one count of first-degree recklessly endangering safety. The April 18th crash led to the deaths of Nicole Deaver and Timothy Camphouse of Fairwater and injured Christopher Keller of Ripon. The crash occurred on Princeton Road near Honeysuckle Lane during a Veterans Memorial UTV ride. Ripon School Superintendent Ron Rivard is pleased with the initial responses the school district has received to its community survey about helping to shape future planning efforts. Bob Nelson has more for Civic Media News.
The survey went online June 8th and got more than 160 responses during the first week. Respondents have showed support for preparing kids for after high school and support for post-graduation education, such as four-year colleges and technical colleges. They also expressed support for social, emotional, and mental health programs, special education, and teaching employability skills. Rivard says there was also support for shaping a referendum question.
Of those 163 respondents, almost 90% of them are in agreement for our board to look at a referendum question that doesn't impact school tax.
The survey is available on the district's website and is available through the end of the month. I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
A Fond du Lac home heavily damaged by fire 3.5 months ago had another fire Tuesday afternoon. According to Fond du Lac Fire and Rescue, they responded to the 100 block of East 1st Street just before 5 p.m. Crews found light smoke showing from an attic vent of the two-story multifamily residential home. A few small smoldering fires in the attic were quickly extinguished. Only minor damage occurred. The same home was heavily damaged by a fire on March 5th, which rendered it uninhabitable at the time. It's been vacant ever since. A neighbor noticed smoke coming from the attic vent and called 911. The cause and origin of the fire are being investigated. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.